Change is life's excitement. Change is life's excitement. If things were the same all the time, if things were always exactly the same, we'd find it very dull and very boring. But because change is life's excitement, we are always living in an exciting time, living in a wonderful time, living in a magical, marvelous time, and doing wonderful and beautiful things. What sort of things are we doing? What sort of things are we having as change in our life that's making us exciting? Well, just look at the political activities that have been going on with the Republicans and the Democrats, and look at how the election went. And look at how the people were voted into office and the people were not voted into office. And look at how one man is taking over the office like a little boy, doing all of the things that he wants to do in a naughty way that he wants to do them. And he is just being a very unkind child. And what do we do with recalcitrant children? Well, we bring them in line. And is this boy going to be brought in line? Sure he is. Will he bring himself in line? He could. Or will his people, the people of the United States, will they have to bring him in line? Well, that remains to be seen how that's going to be handled. But it will be handled, you can be sure, because change is life's excitement. And we shall have changes going on all the time, and people will be working subtly, positively, beautifully in the background, and doing things just so wonderfully, and not being mean, not being hateful, not demanding their way, but just speaking the truth and having the truth stand up for what is truth. Now, that's change. Change takes place in wonderful ways. You look at a building, and the building is rather ramshackle. And somebody has a chance to take it over and put a business in there that they would like to have. So the first thing they do is they clean up the building inside. And then they clean up the building outside. They put a new paint coat on the building, and it looks really quite nice. And what once was an eyesore, what once was something that nobody wanted to do anything with, everybody's very interested in seeing what's going on there. What's happening in that building? What's going on in that building? How's it going to be? And the people inside the building want to have the inside gussied up first, because that's what takes the most time. And then they put the coat of paint on the outside or whatever they're going to do, and they make the outside look charming and attractive. And when the doors are opened, the people walk in and they say, "Well, what a lovely place." Whatever the store may be, it may be a clothing store, it may be a food store, it may be anything, but charming is the word that it is. Change. That's life's excitement. Now, do you see change in your family? Do you see change in your children? Do you see change in your spouse? Do you see change in the things that are going on in your world? All the time you see it. All the time you see it. And every time you see it, you say, "Oh, isn't that wonderful?" Or, "Oh my God, what's coming next? What's he going to do? What's she going to do next? What are they planning on doing? Oh my gosh, I can't imagine what's going on." And little by little, what is going on is revealed. Because change is life's excitement. And all of the exciting things that are going on are becoming aware to us, for us, about us. And we like it. And we don't challenge it. We don't deny it. We don't say, "Oh, hey, no, no, no." We say, "I wonder why this came forth in just this way. I wonder why this is happening in just this manner." Because we don't always see the background. We look at the outside, and we don't know what's going on in the inside. And then when the inside is prepared and it's strong and very viable and wonderful, then the outside is given a coat of paint. The outside is massaged or changed in such a beautiful way that makes you want to see what's going on inside. We all are like that. In fact, all the activities of the world are like that. When new governments take place in other nations of the world, we're always interested in seeing how they're going to handle this, how it's going to be, what beautiful things are they going to bring forth for the people, or what things are not so nice, what sort of dictatorship are they going to bring forth for the people. We're always interested in knowing. We're always interested in following what the change is, because that's where the excitement is. Now, during the activity of change, during the time of change, we may be a little uneasy. We may, what's going on here? What's happening? What's going on in my world? And we worry about it. And we think to ourselves, oh my goodness, what is going on here? And if we were really strong and beautiful beings, as we are, instead of worrying, we'd say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order about anything that is changing, anything that is not changing, anything that's going on in my world, anything that I'm experiencing, all is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, then that change is going to be something spectacular. Now, it may not immediately be spectacular, because during the process of change, during the process of becoming what it is already, what it is, the divine being in divine order that it is, it may have a few stumbling blocks. It may have a little touch here, a little touch there of what's going on. And little by little, it works its way out. Little by little, it reveals itself. Little by little, that which is unseen in the beginning, that which is unknown, and that which is the change, which may not always be seen at first, that which is the change comes forth. And as that change comes forth, you look upon it and you say, wow, I never dreamed it would do that. Hey, that's spectacular. That's marvelous. All of us have the opportunity to look at every experience in life as change and see it as the excitement of life. And as we see this change as the excitement in life, we are happy, 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 because we know that it is right. We know that it is good. We know that it is wonderful. We know that it is fantastic. We know that it is that which is the highest and best. And as we know all that is highest and best for us, then that which is our most marvelous experience is done. That which is marvelous and wonderful for us is done. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a marvelous thing. But we have to trust that all is in divine order. Because if we don't trust that all is in divine order, the experiences of change in our life, the exciting experiences of change, may cause us to be just a little bit unhappy, may cause us to be a little bit discombobulated. And as we are out of order, as we are discombobulated, what happens to us? We are worried about it. We're upset about it. We're uptight about it. And what a lazy way to be. Because if you say and mean that all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. When you say and believe that all is beautiful, then all is beautiful. When that is the truth about you, and the truth about me, and the truth about everything, then that's all that matters. So say that for you today. Say that for every experience that you have, everything that you see that's changing, everything that's exciting and changing. Say, all is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is marvelous. And when you say that, then that's what it is. That's exactly what it is, and that's only what it is. And you have nothing more to be concerned about in this life. Change is life's excitement. And when you are master of that change, whatever it may be, wherever it may be, just say, all is in divine order. Then all is in divine order. And that change comes about in a beautiful, spectacular, exciting, wonderful, fulfilling, delightful way, and it's done now for you. And it's done because I love you. I love you. I love you.